The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. When the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Thank you.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your presence and the beauty of this sanctuary. Thank you for the story of the birth of your Son told in many different ways. And thank you for our children for sharing their vision of your glory. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in Jesus' name. Amen. Prepare. That's the word of this week's candle, second on the Advent wreath. Prepare. It was the message of John the Baptist, last and greatest of the prophets, and it remains God's message for you and I today. Prepare. Now, as the season is getting closer and moving into high gear, you may be thinking, well, I'm preparing as fast as I can, baking and cooking and cleaning and shopping and decorating and inviting and visiting. And now John the Baptist would add one more word to that list. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is drawing near. Prepare. The second candle of our Advent wreath is sometimes called the Bethlehem candle. And the history of the little town of Bethlehem may well be a lesson in how to be prepared, or maybe more exactly, how not to be prepared. Because the little town of Bethlehem was hardly ever properly prepared. Bethlehem was certainly not prepared 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. When Samuel the prophet came there to Bethlehem, came on a mission from the Lord to the home of Jesse the shepherd. His mission was to seek one of Jesse's sons, the youngest, the most unlikely one to be anointed king, but nevertheless the one that was anointed king, David, the future king of Israel, whose name would be connected with that tiny village forever after, Bethlehem, the city of David. Decades before, 3 generations before the birth of David, to be more precise, Bethlehem was not prepared to be the home of royalty back then. Is Bethlehem prepared now? For that is what is about to happen once again. Bethlehem, the city of David. Bethlehem was not prepared. Bethlehem was not prepared for famine, terrible famine that would disrupt communities and families, among them a woman named Naomi and her husband Elimelech, forced to leave Bethlehem for lack of food, becoming refugees in a foreign land where Elimelech would die and leave Naomi widowed and destitute, with foreign daughters who were also widowed, left destitute before their time there in that foreign land. Ruth went with her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem. Was Bethlehem prepared for what would happen there? For newfound love? In the home of Boaz of Bethlehem, both Naomi and Ruth would find new hope and new comfort and new promise for the future, comfort even in the face of death, a gift worth waiting for. Is Bethlehem prepared to welcome strangers once again, to give them shelter in their need and be surprised by childbirth once more? O Bethlehem, prepare. Now, 1,000 years before the birth of David, more or less, not quite 2,000 years before the birth of Christ, when Father Jacob passed that way, Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, Bethlehem was not prepared for a mother to die in childbirth. Rachel, Jacob's beloved, for whom he had worked 14 years, Rachel died there in Bethlehem, giving birth to Benjamin. One is never quite prepared for that. It's one thing to prepare for birth, you know, the buying and the cleaning and the decorating. It's quite another to prepare for death. Is Bethlehem prepared? I wonder, is anyone ever properly prepared? But see, now is the time when preparation can be done. Is Bethlehem prepared for those influx of taxpayers needing to go there because of Caesar's census? Was it ready for angels filling the nighttime skies with messages of prophecy fulfilled? A shepherd's son coming to regain the throne? Wise men coming from the east with golden gifts and Herod's soldiers sent to slay the innocents? Is Bethlehem prepared? Are you? Are you prepared to deal with dying and with death, always unexpected? Jesus tasted of death for everyone. To give new birth to all the world, the baby born in Bethlehem was doomed to die. To share the tragedy of Rachel and Rebecca and Sarah and Eve and all who deal with birth, only to deal at length with death as well. Jesus tasted death for everyone to make the world prepared. Are you prepared for God's own love to overturn even the tragic and the hopeless in your lives and open up a newfound future? Jesus' death became the source of new birth and life renewed for everyone who trusts in him and turns in faith to Bethlehem, just as Ruth and Naomi did long ago. The abundance of God's surprising blessings still waits there, newborn and brimming with hope. A future offered and a future guaranteed. Are you prepared for the coming of royalty, the advent of the King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Son of David, before whom even angels veil their faces and in whose presence they delight? Are you prepared? For he is truly coming, even as he once so truly came to Bethlehem. So prepare. Prepare by turning back to Bethlehem to seek God's blessing there. Prepare by kneeling before the Son of David who has come to be your king. Prepare by putting to death your old way of life and living the new birth which the Father grants to you in Jesus Christ your Lord. Prepare. Bethlehem, it seems, was never quite prepared, and so the blessing nearly passed it by. But today a second candle glows on the Advent wreath to help us see and hear the message it proclaims. Prepare. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are able, and let's sing our next hymn.